Welcome to the NutGallery.com podcast. Today's podcast is a special edition podcast where we interview Jay Nogg and Dan Hirshon, the geniuses behind Hero Makers. Hero Makers is an animated TV show, and if you're not familiar with it, that's okay, because they'll fill you in on all the details. Hope you enjoy the interview. I guess you want to start out by talking a little bit about your project?
Sure. All right. Hero Makers is a family business that takes place in Champion City, and where superheroes exist with everyone else, but these aren't regular superheroes. They are just people with genetic mutations who act like superheroes. And the Murray family runs Hero Makers, and it's a dysfunctional family where they try to make humans feel like superheroes in different situations.
So this is all going to be an animated TV show, basically Simpsons meets X-Men kind of style. Yeah.
I guess, what are some of your inspirations for it?
I'm really into just superheroes in general. I've always been very interested in that whole world between Batman and X-Men and Spider-Man, and I think it's interesting to see a different perspective on the whole superhero thing would be that, you know, the difference between these superheroes and those superheroes is like someone like Spider-Man, he's like a genius kid, he's an amazing person, and then he gets bitten by a radioactive spider, whereas our superheroes are kind of losers and ridiculous people, underachievers, and just egomaniacs who happen to fall into radioactivity, and then it explodes to the nth degree. So they're not necessarily as super as your average superheroes.
So they're very relatable, though.
I think it's a much more humanistic superhero.
It's like tearing the veil behind superheroes and seeing their flaws. They're not all perfect. They're just like us, except, you know, you can shoot lasers out of your eyes, but you still live with your mother. You know, it's, you know, superheroes who just have this genetic mutation, which makes them super, not really their behavior.
Do you have a little background on how you started, how the project came about?
You know, it started out as a sketch, actually.
Yeah.
One night I was falling asleep, and I was like, how cool would it be if, like, to impress a girl, someone could, like, stage a mugging or whatever it is, and I saved the day. How cool would that be? So then it was a way for me to get laid, and I was like, is this physically possible, and how much does it cost? Because hookers are expensive. And I called Dan, so that's how Hero Makers became a cartoon.
You guys doing the writing and animating?
No, we're actually, we wrote it, and then we're working with Exit 73 Studios, which they have a background in. They worked on Comedy Central's Ugly Americans, and then Adult Swim's Super Jail, and then another one of the animators in the team has worked with Disney and MTV and Nickelodeon, so we're definitely really excited to be working with them.
Now, I see you're also voicing several of the characters.
Yes.
Yeah, each of us got one character. Each of us one superhero to live out a fantasy.
Did you do a full casting process for the other ones?
Yes, we had a couple auditions, couple rounds of auditions, and we're both stand-up comedians, so we have like a whole world of stand-ups and actors and voiceover actors and improv actors to draw from, and it was a tough decision. I mean, just so many great people came out to audition, and it was awesome to see the people just get really excited about it. And so, yeah, we have a really good team of actors right now to voice the characters.
I mean, a lot of stand-up comedians are all for themselves, of course. It's a, you know, the one-man war with the audience. So it's really cool to have comedians be so supportive with our project and really wanting to do it. And, you know, validation from your peers is really awesome. So a lot of people wanted to be on board, and, you know, hopefully when this gets picked up, we could use, you know, all the talented friends we have to be part of this project. You know, kind of like how Adam Sandler brings his friends in on the projects, and, You know, a lot of big stars like to work with their friends who are really talented, and we like to follow the same formula because we have a lot of talented friends who we like to expose to the world.
I also saw that you have a Kickstarter fundraising going.
Yes.
Always important.
Yeah. Definitely. Got to raise money for the animation team and then also the recording studio and just all the
voiceovers,
the elements. Yeah. Illustration. So.
Audience members can find that at Kickstarter.com.
If you just type in Hero Makers on Kickstarter.com, we are, I think, 10 days in. We've hit half our goal right now, which is really awesome. We just want to keep going and hit our goal. We have to pay the animation studio. This is for a trailer, and the trailer will be used to pitch to networks, submit to festivals so people can see what we're doing and then read the pilot script and really see the characters, hear the characters, and get a good vibe for the show.
So we have a video up, too, that explains it more in depth and kind of gives a better visualization of it all. But definitely check out the Kickstarter page.
Kickstarter, and if you go on Facebook.com/HeroMakers, we did some promo videos for it also where different people in the cast did some voiceovers, shot some things. We have one character who shot a whole promo at a strip club with a couple strippers with him. We went on the street and interviewed people and ask them to plug Hero Makers to all these tourists in Times Square. So then there's some funny videos up there, and you can reach the Kickstarter link from the Facebook page also that you can learn about the show.
Well, I would ask you what your favorite characters are, but since you voiced them, that might be a little biased.
Do we just get disconnected? Oh, we're good. My favorite character isn't even the one I'm voicing, to be honest with you.
Are you going to say Bandini?
No, I'm going to say Bandini or Bill. Bill is the Murray family. It's a mother, father, and son. And Bill is the Denise, the mother's brother, who lives with them. And he's basically a superhero junkie. He loves superheroes, almost like a huge Justin Bieber fan or a huge Jonas Brothers fan. He is that equivalent to just loving superheroes to the point where he lives for superheroes, more or less.
Hmm. He's kind of like the guy you'd see like outside Batman dressed up as Batman or outside Lord of the Rings kind of thing, except he's in this world and he can actually interact with those superheroes and creep them out in person. So takes it to that nth degree.
Yeah, he's definitely a fun character.
Anything else you wanted to maybe talk about with any of the other characters?
Who else we have? Well, the Murray family, Larry and Denise. Larry's a firefighter who just got let go from his job by the mayor, who's basically the villain throughout the series. And he has the superheroes take over a lot of the jobs around Champion City because superheroes work for free. And the mayor is squeezing as much out of them. And he's actually using the superheroes for private events also to make money off of them. So the mayor is very evil.
Kind of like a Lex Luthor character.
Yeah. And Larry was a firefighter, so he's let go and doesn't really love the mayor or love superheroes. And the superhero team is called the Superhero Intelligence Team, SHIT for short. And what Larry doesn't know, the big secret throughout the whole entire series is that Larry's son, Tim, is a very smart boy in high school. He's an inventor, excels in science, but he also is a superhero secretly. And he can't tell his parents because he knows how much his parents hate superheroes because they took his father's job. And every time he tries to tell his father or his parents that he's a superhero, they just assume that he's gay. So whenever he tries to come out and say, Mom, Dad, we know you're gay. It's fine. We totally support you in this. So he can never really come out to his parents that he's a superhero. So that's one big hiccup along the road.
And then, the superhero intelligence team. I was going to say the amazing Bandini is probably my favorite character. He's a Rubbermaid pervert. Just basically imagine, Roberto Benigni at the Oscars just jumping around going crazy. But he's completely made of rubber. And can stretch himself into anything from leather chaps to handcuffs to a fireman's life net if he actually wants to save somebody, which he doesn't usually help out that often. But it's usually more about the sex with him.
Yeah, he's very, and he's Italian too. So when he's like, yes, you want? So he's very creepy. Like the creepiest Italian guy that you can find, that is him. He's a fun character. Every character has a very unique personality, which makes them all funny in their own. We have ex-professor, who's the leader of them, who is like Professor X, except he's in a wheelchair, but he's really not handicapped, and his kryptonite is ice cream. And whenever someone hears the ice cream truck coming, he totally forgets and jumps out of his chair and runs to get ice cream. So that causes a lot of awkward moments of people who feel bad for him that he's handicapped, and really he's faking it for sympathy. So that's the gist of a superhero right there.
Well, yeah, pretty much out for their own selves in it.
They come before the people, and then helping people, I guess, become second or third or fourth on their list. And they just love the popularity and the attention they get. They try to serve themselves first before the people, which is probably not a good idea as a superhero.
That seems like a very fun project. I'm sure you guys have enjoyed working on it.
Yeah, definitely.
And do you have any closing, anything you want to add at the end?
Just if you could support Hero Makers. It's an original show, like we said before. The Simpsons meet X-Men, and you go on Kickstarter.com and just search Hero Makers, and you can check out our Kickstarter video with an explanation there. Like us on Facebook, and you can see all the illustrations there and all the videos that we have of promoting the Kickstarter, promoting Hero Makers. And hopefully you'll see it on TV this fall. That's the plan.
All right. Well, I wish you guys the best, and keep us informed. We'll keep pumping out any information you send our way.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having us on the show.
Definitely. You bet.